Thank you for calling IFM Billing Services. How may I assist you?
Hi, I recently went to see Dr. Alara for a visit, and I just got a bill for over $500, and I was wondering if everything was coded correctly.
Okay. So could you please help me with your date of birth so I can see that? Pull up your records.
Pardon, what do you need?
Could you please help me with your date of birth so I can just pull up your records and explain you why you have...
June 19th, 1971.
Could you please come again?
June 19th, 1971.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Just allow me a minute. I'm speaking with Jennifer.
Jean Karen. C-A-R-O-N.
Could you please confirm your name?
J-E-A-N-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
C-A-R-O-N. I think there's something wrong with the coding that was supposed to happen for the insurance, because I was led to believe that it was covered because these were things that needed to be checked out, so the x-rays and everything. So I understand I have to pay a bill, but over $500 just seems like something wasn't coded correctly.
Oh, okay. It's something looking like error while I'm searching your date of birth. Could you please come again? It's 2/19/1971.
June 19th, 1971.
Okay.
That's 06/19/1971.
Okay. Right now, it's not just another minute.
There's definitely something that wasn't coded correctly. And before I pay the bill, I want to make sure that the coding is done right. If you speak to Dr. Alara,
mm-hmm.
he'll let you know that the x-rays needed to take place,
mm-hmm.
to let you know how to code it so that it would be coded differently.
Oh, okay, okay. Just allow me a minute. Let me check. Karen, right? Karen Janey, right?
Yep.
Okay, now I got you. Just let me see that how you have been charged $520. It's $520, right?
Yep.
Okay, just allow me a minute. Just wanted to make sure date of service is 7/24/2025.
Yeah, it says I owe over $500 when I, you know, did the copay when I got there, and I think that he didn't code some of the tests correctly because they usually, most things are covered, and I called my insurance before going to see you guys. So there's definitely, I mean, I don't want to have to call back my insurance, but I can, because there's definitely something not coded correctly on this one.
Okay.
I don't know if it was the x-rays that weren't coded correctly or, you know, what was done that wasn't coded, but something wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No worries, Ms. Karen. Just allow me a minute. Let me check, okay? Thank you so much for holding the line, Ms. Karen. I can see that there is a pre-visit, and on every visit, so there is a pending deductible, and there is a, on one visit, copay is remaining of $20.
Okay, every time I go, I make a copay, and I only did one visit in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that for one copay, it was actual amount was $40, and you have paid $20, and the remaining amount is $20. So, copay is remaining $20, and deductible is rest of all our deductible charges.
Okay, so hold on. On that one, they only told me I owed $20, so I paid what they told me that I owed. Okay, so that one's not a big deal. I can pay $20.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other ones,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand what the other ones, so details, I can pay that bill for it. Do I come into the office to pay it?
Just allow me a minute. Even I can help you to proceed with there on the same call. From my end, I can help you to pay it out.
But my whole thing is the other two are what I'm concerned about.
Okay, just let me explain you, okay? Just allow me a minute. Okay, Ms. Karen just wanted to tell you that the deductible is left by the insurance provider. So insurance company, you need to speak with one's insurance company, and if you face any problem there, then you can reach me out, because there is something where the insurance company has charges, the deductible charge. It's not from our end. I can help you to pay it out, but I will suggest you, advise you that just talk to once the insurance provider, the insurance company.
Well, my insurance changed to a different company.
I'm so sorry. Could you please come again?
I'm now with WellPoint.
I didn't get that.
Unicare no. Switch.
Okay. Okay. It's Unicare.
Yeah.
It
switched to WellPoint.
Oh, it switched to okay. Just allow me a minute. Let me check that. So other claim is submitted to Unicare, so I will advise you that talk to the insurance provider.
Okay.
Okay.
It's supposed to be all under New WellFleet.
No, it's under Unicare. The bill is submitted under Unicare, so I will just suggest you that talk to Unicare.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay, and one more thing I want to mention here. There is three payments. So out of two is Unicare and one is WellPoint.
Okay. I don't understand why they're not under WellPoint, all of them.
Okay, just allow me. So under WellPoint, there is 162.33, and other the remaining amount is with Unicare.
Yeah, but if WellPoint's new,
yeah, WellPoint.
Then
mm-hmm.
Why it's the same day visit, why it didn't all go under the same?
Because must you have changed. You mentioned me that you have changed to WellPoint, so might be.
But it was all in the same visit, so I would have thought that WellPoint.
Yeah, you can talk to. Yeah, please go ahead.
I just would have thought it, if it was the same day visit, that it would have shown up.
You have spoken with David. You mean to say it is?
I mean to say that because they are all on the same, it was the same day, I'm not sure why. One was to WellPoint and the others to Unicare if it's on the same day.
Okay, just allow me a minute. Yeah, it was on same day, even I can see. This is something insurance company has did that. So I will suggest you that you need to speak with the insurance companies, WellPoint and the Unicare, because Unicare have generated this bill. I will just help you to pay the payments. So because this is,
I know how to pay the payments, but I'm not paying the payments until I speak to the insurance company.
Yeah, so I'm just suggesting you that only. I will just advising you that need to speak with your insurance company. Because
I'll call them next.
Yeah, all right. All right then. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.